what are all the things you use your spine for? What are you using your spine for in daily life that gets compromised or threatened when you have a cancer in the spine?
That's a great point. You know, as a neurosurgeon, learning that when you had tumors of the brain, it was kind of like a little ball in the middle of an organ. And I think that's the same for liver as well, for example, or the lung. But the spine is a machine. So what happens is now if you have a ball of tumor or some kind of process in something that's actually moving with every breath you take, with every step, with every motion, this can be quite disabling. So really, it's a machine. And as a result, we have to be a little bit more sophisticated. So for example, when we embrace someone with a spine tumor, if you will, we have to talk to the medical oncologist to see how their care is being given. What's the goal of the big picture? And the way I always think about this is NASCAR. This is not cancer NASCAR. I don't know if this has ever been brought together. But I think of the oncologist as the chief, the crew chief, the quarterback running the show. And those thoughts are led by that with the driver. However, if they pop a tire and they're in the pit and they're completely derailed on their journey through this race, the pit crew is the spine tumor surgeon or the interventional radiologist or the radiation oncologist. And for that little bit of time, we control and say, hey, we're going to take care of the spine issue so we can get you back on the road with your medical oncologist, and then they can keep running that race. And so what we have to do is we have to think about stability. We have to think about surgery. We have to think about radiation. We have to think about sometimes cement. We have to think about pain control. And that is in that pit. That's in that pit crew. And then once we feel like we've addressed it, back onto the racetrack, back with the oncologist who runs the show.